My name is Adam of Grayskull. When good is threatened by the power of Eternia, I have the power! I was summoned to the future by the last of mankind to defend them in their hour of need. But my old enemy, Skeletor, followed me. Now, here in the future, he has found new allies to help him in his never-ending fight against all that is good. Yet on Primus, I too have found new brave friends and a new family. Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic, we struggle against the forces of darkness. Good against evil. The battle continues.
Hello, this is Optimus Dolo, and welcome to the 87th chapter in our Powers of Grayskull series. With me for this journey into the Masters of the Universe franchise, as he has been for the other 86 chapters, is TFG1 Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Mike is excited and ready for another trip to space, correct?
No, not at all.
Okay, Mike is feeling the love of the new adventures of He-Man, because that is, again, what we will be reviewing today. More Masters in Space. We're going to be giving you our thoughts on the next three episodes of the series, which would be episode 13, He-Man in Exile, episode 14, The Seeds of Resistance, and episode 15, Battle for Leviton. So we hope you're ready. Time to go back into space.
Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic.
All right, first up is episode 13, He-Man in Exile, somewhere around the first week of October back in 1990, written by none other than, of course, again, Jack Lesker. He-Man and his friends initiate the Liberty Fight for Primus. After several successful attacks against the mutants, they withdraw into a small village. The Skeletor is closing in on them. This is He-Man in Exile, like we talked about last week. We had the beginning of a multi-part episode where He-Man was no longer in the main area with all the other cohorts that we've, I guess, come to know. He's out in the jungles, in the forest, wherever this is, in the wilderness by himself, a la She-Ra and the Rebellion. So what do you think about He-Man being in exile here?
Lackluster at best, less than lackluster. This is like... If you're going to do, and we've talked about this for five friggin' years, if you're going to do a multi-part episode, a cliffhanger-type episode into another episode, at least title it friggin' correctly, and He-Man in Exile is the worst title that I can think of for this, because he's not even really Simba exiled himself, okay? He-Man did not exile himself, he just went to a poor cheap knockoff of the Whispering Woods. That's all he friggin' did. Oh, God. This episode.
Yeah, I like the idea of these episodes that run together. I know this is one of the big selling points for a lot of people that do support or defend the new adventures of He-Man is the continuity, is the connective tissue between episodes. So I get that in a way. I get why people like that. And if this series is going to be missing so many of the other elements that make a good cartoon series, as far as the visuals, the characters, the stuff that...
Really everything! Impacts,
yeah, like any of the wow factors, since it's missing a majority of that, at least if there are stories that are somewhat connected to me, it helps a little. Like, this would be even worse if every single episode was a one-off. Like, if they were trying to do the same thing that Filmation He-Man did, mm-hmm. It would be unbearable.
Yeah.
Even more than it already is.
Yeah, see, here's my problem, okay? The three episodes today, the three last week, or at least part of the three from last week, They all still have the previously on in the very beginning. Now, if you're going to do a multi-part story, it's fine the way they did this, and I assume, I could be wrong, because we don't have official information on this, I don't think. If this was not a Monday through Friday show, if this was a weekly cartoon instead of a daily cartoon like Filmation was, I understand why they need the recap in there, but we're watching these, as TV Mr. Neal told me on when he and I were doing the Sonic ones over on Pixels Animation, we're not supposed to be watching these three or four or five cartoons at a time, because they were originally intended to be either daily or weekly, and it kind of ruins it for us going back and watching them now, because we have to see previously on, and even some of the previously ons for today's episodes and next week's episodes. Oh my god. They'll say previously on, show you what happened with no voiceover, no nothing. Even the animation that they show you doesn't actually tell you what the hell is going on. It's just like an action scene, and it's like, that's time wasted on a recap that you could be putting more into the damn writing.
See, for me, it doesn't necessarily ruin it that we're watching them all at once. I get the thought process between some of that, especially like if you were dealing with like a live action TV show that had a cliffhanger and then you had to wait and this that, and the other. Like, I guess it had some effect on you, etc. But this to me is akin of like present day, like when you watch something on demand or you wait until it's out on Netflix and then you stream the whole series. You know what I mean? Like you do a marathon, and like people do with, I don't know, a lot of different things, Daredevil or some of the other comic book series. You know what I mean? Like it comes out and they binge watch it. Like that's basically what we're doing here with the cartoon. And it doesn't really ruin it for me, because there's, I guess for this series particularly, I actually like the prologue with the previously on, because I would not even remember half of the episodes otherwise.
Right.
Like, literally, every episode we watch, if you asked me, like, more than a couple days later what happened on that episode or what I watched, I would have no clue, because I'm not... You know how your brain only has, like, so much stuff where you can tuck stuff away?
Yeah.
There's no reservations for New Adventures of He-Man in the hotel of my brain, so there's no spot for it.
Yeah.
So it just gets ejected immediately. So I need the previously on to catch back up on what the hell is happening.
And comparing it, and I understand your comparison to the Netflix stuff and everything else, but I've watched all of that, the Marvel Netflix stuff. Maybe one, two, or three episodes in each of those series have actual previously on things.
Most of them don't.
No, I know. I know you weren't. I'm not saying you were. I'm just saying that... It just doesn't... I don't know. Just watching them all at once just doesn't...
But like I said, I will say that this is the one... The connective tissue between the episodes is the only thing that helps kind of get through, at least for now, and that's not going to last forever. I don't know. I assume that these... I'm like 99% sure that these episodes were airing Monday through Friday, because it was a 65-episode season.
Mm-hmm.
And normally if you had a series that was going to be showing just on Saturdays or just on the weekends, they would have been the ones that had like the 13 episodes or the 30-episode seasons, because depending on how long it was running each year. So this was definitely 99.9% sure it was a Monday through Friday show. And I would be interested to see if they did, because I think this is a 5-part. I didn't go back to check, but I believe it's the 3 episodes today. The 3 episodes today, I believe one episode last week, or last episode, and then one in the next episode. So I believe it was a 5-parter. I'd have to go back and check. So I'd be interested to see if they actually ran this as a 5-parter Monday through Friday of 1 week. That would have been ideal for this set. Because, I don't know. One-offs of these episodes would be, I would be tearing my hair out. So... All right, let's get into, take a quick break, and let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of He-Man in Exile.
Tune in next week for a bald Optimus solo. Because next week's episodes is pretty much one-offs.
We brought the entire convention center to the brink of an inter-genre geek war.
Okay, Michael, if we're going to tackle this podcast thing, we've got to do something really special. It has to be cool, daily, in audio form, and undetectable by radar. Something that screams summer. I know, let's do a Phineas and Ferb review podcast. We'll call it the Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym, or PALCA for short. What do you think?
I think if we're not careful, Candace is going to bust us.
You can find PALCA on the GeekCast Radio Network, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all of the other methods you find podcasts.
We'll give you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
All right, let's get into He-Man and Exile a little bit more. Obviously, we're both kind of a little bit different as far as our thoughts on the premise and if we were on board or not, but let's see how the episode was actually executed. What did you like or dislike about this episode, Mike?
I love Skeletor's scheming, and I love the fact that He-Man had to teach the people to fight for themselves. That's always a good lesson. It's a lesson we've often seen in many different 80s and 90s cartoons. We saw it plenty of times in Filmation where He-Man, the one true He-Man, I should say, had to, have a village of people, stand up for themselves and fight for what they need. But and it's a standard PSA within the app, and that's fine. At this point, this show is just, it's going to end up being really, really bad. Not this specific episode, but the show on a whole, because they're going to rehash a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
What about you?
Like I said, the continuity is good, I guess. It at least keeps me somewhat interested in what's going on with the story, and I think this was a decent five-part. Like, I get the whole arc of it, and it's okay. We got a little bit of Hoob and Quake in this one. We're starting to get a little bit more time with some of the minions that Skeletor or Flog have, so I like seeing those guys a little bit more. I could stand to see it even fleshed out a little bit more than it is. He-Man actually got hit by a laser blast. So it's not one of those cartoons that's going to make it seem like he never gets hit or never gets damaged or whatever. He actually gets hit by a laser blast and gets hurt. So I thought that was interesting. And I also liked the mirror angle, plot point, et cetera, that they are basically a city that manufactures glass or does something with glass. So they use that to their advantage to basically frame the entire city with mirrors so that Skeletor doesn't know what the hell is going on. So I liked that. At the beginning, though, so they capture a couple people. I don't remember if it was Hoover Quake or if it was who it was, but they capture, like, multiple people, like, right in the first 5 minutes of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then He-Man just cuts them loose and lets them go. Like, I get that in these cartoons you're never going to kill the bad guy. You know what I mean? You're never going to actually kill Skeletor and do away with him, at least not in this time era. But it still always gets me when you have somebody captured that's one of the bad guys that you're always having a fight with, deal with, et cetera, that you're going to let them go like that. Like, I understand if they escape or somebody breaks them out or something like that, but for you to just be like, here, you're free to go. And I don't feel like it was really one of those moments where you're letting them go because you want them to take certain information back or, you know, it's going to play into your part.
Yeah, this isn't a Hound releases Ravage type thing.
No, it's just let them go because no real reason except we're good, I guess. They did a thing where they actually tried to tie it to America and our history with the only thing you have to fear is fear itself quote. I don't really know if I like that.
I don't like that at all. Like, this is a completely different planet, completely different galaxy. It would be fine in Filmation He-Man because, let's face it, Eternia kind of, at least where the Palace of Eternia is, kind of looks like an amalgamation of North and South America. But this is a completely different planet, a completely different people. Something that we'll talk about next week is that these people's physiology, their biology, is technically, they're not human. He-Man is human. These people are human-ish, but they don't have the same physiology, like insides and all that, you know, from as He-Man does, as we'll find out next week. But it's like, just seriously, like, stop trying to incorporate real-life crap into these cartoons, please.
Yeah, it's a fantasy world. It's a fantasy/science fiction world on another planet. Like, I don't need you to quote something from the U.S. and act like you would know about that in that situation. You know, it also messes with the timeline and all kinds of stuff, so I don't buy
Yeah, this is supposed to be a future time in a different galaxy than the Milky Way galaxy. And by this time, even if we were in the Milky Way galaxy on Earth, I'm pretty sure Earth would be destroyed because, you know, the Agent Orange guy was in charge for a couple of years.
Right. It was the end of time.
The end of days!
The other thing I didn't particularly like, even though I liked the mirror angle with the glasses and whatnot, I didn't like that after that they then sprayed them with water hoses and that somehow dissuaded them from being there. Like, they literally got them to leave by spraying them with a water hose.
It's kind of like He-Man, you know, picking up a giant riverbed and throwing it with water in inside of it. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, if that's something that you would get a 7-year-old to run away from you for, or like a 5-year-old, you're not going to get Skeletor as mean shouldn't be running from water.
I'm pretty sure if it was a 5 or even a 7-year-old, they would just go up to He-Man and kick him in the knee.
That'd be interesting. All right, so anything else that you didn't get out as far as things you
didn't like? The only thing I wrote down really was these damn scientists. Ugh, God, these characters. Like, everyone says Filmation Orko is the worst character ever. No, he is not. These scientists are like one grade higher than T-Bob, of all people.
Yeah, this is the part especially where I get into the whole voice acting of this series, because there is some highlights. Like, I get, you know, Skeletor is good, He-Man is good, and there's some other performances throughout that are decent, but the scientists, just, it's so grating. On most of their voices, that it's a real turnoff any scene that they're in for me.
Especially, like, I don't remember what his name is. I'm probably never going to learn what his name is, because once we finish this crappy cartoon, I will never, ever remember anything about it other than the fact that Gary Chalk and, Skeletor. Campbell Lane. Other than those two being really excellent voiceover artists in this, the scientist that's in red, his voice is the most annoying of all of them.
Yeah, not good.
No, it's not good at all.
All right, well, what about award for you? Hardware, Havoc Staffs, Power Swords, ratings. Well, let's start with the Havoc Staff, any?
Scientists, all of them, every single episode. The scientists may get more Havoc Staffs than Teela, and the scientists have less episodes than Teela did. I would give 10 Havoc Staffs every single episode just to have the scientists outrank Teela in Havoc Staffs.
And for those of you that know, Mike does have a storage shed big enough to have all the Havoc Staffs and Power Swords.
That's right. For Power Swords, Skeletor, how can you not? I mean, every single episode it's going to be Skeletor at least, because he's just so damn funny.
I didn't have any Havoc Staffs for this episode, but I did have a couple Power Swords. I had one for the Sorceress and one for He-Man. I kind of like the connection that they have and how she's trying to, like, somewhat tutor him or guide him in certain things. So I kind of like that dynamic. What about a rating for you?
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5 for Mike. You're going to find that I'm a little bit more positive probably on this set of episodes just because of the continuity, and I kind of enjoyed the story arc, so I'm at a 3.5 on this one. But that's saying something. If I like the continuity in the story arc and I'm still only giving it a 3.5, you know, that would be something like if there was a 5-parter in Filmation that I really liked the story and the arc, I was probably giving that, you know, 4 or 4.5, 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at 3.5 on this one. So 3.5 and 2, kind of middle of the road, just above average, just below average, but nothing to write home about. See if it changes as we get to our next episode and come back from the break.
Decian, the superhero webcomic. Decian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, drama, mayhem, and more, read it now at Decian.com. DASIEN.com. And for the new Decian podcast, go to patreon.com/Decian.
Up next is episode 14, The Seeds of Resistance. Again, around October 8th, 1990. Again, written by Jack Olesker. He-Man frees Master Sebrian from prison, while Skeletor uses spies on the location of the rebels and plans an ambush. The Master Sebrian knows what Skeletor is planning and has a surprise in store for him. So it's a surprise for a surprise. What did you think of this continuing story as we get to the Seeds of Resistance? Now we're getting to the point where He-Man is freeing Sebrian and some of the others that have been captured. And it's kind of a game of deceit and trying to trick each other. What do you think?
I thought it was okay. I think the Ewoks could do a better job of deceiving Skeletor than Master Sebrian ever could.
Nice.
You know, it's still, like, there are moments in this that are just, oh man, just makes my head hurt.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm gonna be a very broken record on this today's episode because they're all kind of the same storyline. They're all the big story arc with continuity. So I'm a fan of that aspect of it. So I'm gonna be fairly receptive to all these things. But like I said, if it wasn't for the stuff in the beginning that's telling me what's happened so far in that story arc, I don't even know if I would remember because it's that bad for me as far as kind of being like I'm watching these episodes. And here's the difference, like. Yeah, there was a lot of He-Man episodes for Filmation and a lot of She-Ra episodes, and you know, you're not going to be as excited maybe for one episode as you are for another, etc. But I never had the problem of paying attention while I was watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I'm having trouble paying attention to what I'm watching. It's more so that none of it is like good enough or sinking in enough where it's like it's sticking with me. Like, so I'm trying to give it my full attention, but it doesn't seem like it's like when you're at school and you know you're listening to the teacher, but then if you were to be quizzed on what they talked about that day, you would fail.
Yeah, you're like, huh, what? What was right. that? I don't remember. Yeah.
I was paying attention. It's like, or it's like one of those moments where you're like trying to fight sleep. You know what I mean? Like it's like
yeah, exactly.
You know you need to stay awake. You know you're paying attention, but no matter what you do, you keep drifting off into like listlessness. And I'm not falling asleep during these episodes. I'm not saying that. But it's just like.
But that's the feeling you have when you're watching them. You want to fall asleep.
Yeah.
That's and again, going back to episode 83 when we gave you guys the introduction to this part of the podcast. I watched several of these episodes as a kid. Kevin has never seen this series, and I'm not sitting here telling him, "Oh God, this is." I mean, yes, I am saying that, but I'm not telling him that to influence his opinion on that at all. But like. Filmation we both watched. Filmation we both have memories of episodes. Like the problem with Power when he throws the sword away down the gully next to Gray. Like I remember that episode. You know, all this stuff. These episodes I have no memory. The only memory I have is 10-year-old me saying, "That's not my He-Man."
And I think the other thing that you guys should know through if you've been listening to us through the previous 86 episodes is that even if Mike was telling me to not like it or if I was telling him not to like it or this, that, and the other, you know that we're both too stubborn to just let somebody else decide what we're going to like and not like. So
yeah.
These are all unique perspectives, unique opinions of our own. They're not influenced by anybody else, and it's saying something that we're kind of coming to the same conclusion for most of these within a point or two on our rating scale. So yeah. Anything else before we get into the nuts and bolts of this one?
No, because there's more bad nuts than good nuts in this one, so.
All right, so we'll take a break and then we'll examine our nuts.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts.
No, we won't.
Where are my clothes?
Nuts, nuts, get your nuts. We got all kinds of nuts. Brazil nuts, walnuts.
Get your hands off my nuts.
All right, so you said you had some more bad moments than I did, so I'm going to let you go first, and we'll try to end on the positive. What did you like and dislike about this episode?
I only have one note for the likes, but since we're starting with the stuff we hate, the jailbreak. During the jailbreak, he does the... We've talked about this for 5 friggin' years with Filmation. He does the transformation... Even in the crappy new adventures, it still happens. When Adam transforms into He-Man in front of others, they just do not notice it. What the hell, people? Seriously.
Agreed.
Oh my God. So, I wrote this down before I saw what happened later, so I'm giving myself a little bit of room here to kind of backtrack. When Sebrian gives the robot his robe, yet in the very next scene he is wearing it again, I made that as a bad moment because at the time I didn't realize he was setting it up to be a hologram kind of thing. They didn't say anything about holographic technology or any of this stuff or any of this sneaking around or setting Skeletor up or Skeletor setting that. Like, so at first I thought it was just an animation glitch and I'm like, oh, damn it, that's so stupid. But then I saw why they actually had that done and I'm like, whatever, I still don't like it. Yay, mud defeats all. Really? Really? Mud? There's mud in your eye. Yep, water hoses and mud. And yay, we get an 80s PSA. Book burning is bad. Ugh. Sad. Old news.
What about your one good moment?
The mutants are so laughable at the plans that they come up with. They just suck so much.
Band of the Motley Crew.
It's not. It's
a couple ones. I don't know if we've seen these guys before or not. I can't remember because, like I said,
yeah, like you said, yeah. Doesn't seem.
Optic. We got to see him. I assume it's a him or it's a robot or something. But there's a Optic is a character that's on the ship that's doing something that Skeletor interacts with.
Yeah,
and then this Krita. Lady.
This is the first time we've seen her.
Not the last.
No, obviously, but this is the first time we've seen her. And they start using her like Evelyn as we go along further. Yeah.
The characters in this show, the both from the mutant side especially, like Slushhead and Krita and all these other characters, Flog, they seem like they should be in Captain Planet. Like, I feel like that's the show that they were supposed to be on.
See, I would slightly disagree with that, because even the Captain Planet villains are better than these villains.
But I feel like they fit in with something more along those lines. I don't know.
But, okay, but look at these villains. Okay, you got Skeletor, who's trying to play it off and not just take control, because supposedly Flog is the king of all galaxies, or Trisolar, whatever the fuck. Flog is essentially one half of Too Bad. Krita is Evelyn. Slushhead is Merman mixed in with Trapjaw, mixed in with Beastman. They're basically copycats of the Filmation characters, just in different ways. Yeah, in weird different ways.
Yeah, we also got He-Man again getting hit by something. He got hit by a ring blast from Krita. So that's two episodes in a row where he's actually been hurt. So I do find that interesting. And then I do like the complexity of Skeletor's plans. Like, he has a lot of stuff going on. Like, he's thought this through where, you know, he's using deception and trickery and different things. It seems like he always has a back or like another layer to the plan where if they figure that out, that's fine because he actually wanted them to, and it's going to lead to something else. So there is some complexity in his plans, which I kind of enjoy.
The reason why there are is because he's trying to pass them off as Flog. Like, Flog couldn't come up with this stuff, but Skeletor, as I said a moment ago, Skeletor is trying to come off as the second in command more so than just taking over, which, honestly, I wish he would just take over and put Flog in the guillotine or something. I don't know.
I'd be all for that. Let's stop with the charade and just take over and run things yourself, sir. All right, let's get into more hardware and radiance for this one. What do you have for Havoc Staffs or Power Swords?
Power Sword for Skeletor, as always. That's it.
All right, I'm with you on that one. I give a Power Sword to Skeletor for his conniving, complex plan. I also did give one for the Rebels. I did think it was, they banded together well. They rallied the troops and succeeded, I guess, or accomplished something. So I'll give that to them. As far as ratings go, you were at 2 on the last one. What do you add at this one?
1.5.
Ooh, you went down 1.5.
Yep.
So not liking this one quite as much, huh?
Mm-mm.
I am going to stay exactly where I was. 3.5 at the last one. I'm 3.5 at this one. I will be probably 3.5 for this whole string of episodes that are tied together, because at least that's giving me something to rate it a little bit higher. All right. Take a quick break. When we come back, the last episode for today, Battle for Leviton.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Jow and the Holograms in a 25-episode long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
All right, last up today, episode 15, Battle for Leviton. Air date around October 9th, 1990. Again, written by Jack Olesker. Skeletor threatens to destroy the floating city of Leviton if He-Man does not give himself up. All right. What do you think, sir?
I think this show needs to die. They need more than one writer. Oh my god. The episode was laughably forgettable, honestly. Like, he's he wants He-Man to surrender himself, but we all know Skeletor is never going to keep his word. Skeletor in any incarnation is never going to keep his word whatsoever. So, like, why do they even try writing an episode like this? Like, seriously. Stop.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, the continuation of the story that's been going on. So, it's weird because it seems, some of these seem like, okay, the story arc's over, but then it's like, oh, no, we're still going on with this. There's another part to it. You know, this whole thing hasn't ended. And so this is still a part of that. So, like I said, I did enjoy that. But like you said, too, with He-Man and trying to give himself up, et cetera, like, I don't know if that's... Like, I understand the episode arc and the stringing the five or six episodes together and having some stuff connected, but it seems like it wasn't necessarily 100% thought out all at once. So yeah. It's almost like they're doing it on the fly, and it's like, okay, now we need to connect another episode. How can we do that?
And it's not just He-Man that does this. It's any show that does an episode like this. When the good guy goes to surrender himself to the bad guy, knowing full well the bad guy's never going to keep his end of the bargain. I mean, please, people, writers, television, movies, whatever, stop. You know it's never going to work.
Yep, that's pretty much sums it up. So let's take a quick break and come back and unwind this one a little bit, see if there was good or bad things that we saw. Alright, so I will begin Palace of Eternals moments.
You're going to be the only one at the palace today, so...
I did like the story arc. They had the moment in there where he says sometimes it's okay to cry, or she says, somebody says that. Oh, it's with the two kids. You know, sometimes it's okay to cry if it's something that's, you know, sad or tragic. You don't have to keep it in. So I did like that moment. And I like the kind of monologue that she's giving to the little boy where she's like, today is the end of He-Man. And it's kind of trying to play this up as it's going to be, you know, the end of their world as they know it. He-Man's done. You know, the bad guys win, et cetera. So at least that writing of that little speech was okay, even if we know it's not going to be true. So what do you have for Snake Mountain?
Cheap-ass Star Wars Force lesson. Yay. Oh, God. How many times are they going to rip off Star Wars? We couldn't win without the power of their hearts. Oh, blah. You should have been seething at that one. I know how much you... It's not a single fucking tear, but Jesus, I know how much you hate that kind of stuff. It's like, why is he not more enraged, damn it? Okay, well...
I've gone on my rants multiple times about how bullshit that is, so... You know, it had nothing to do with their hearts and this, that, and the other. Like, stop it. You won because of physical activity, and stop it. Not as bad as Tanglefoot, but still bad.
Mm-hmm.
I cut you off. Did you have any more Snake Mountain?
That's it.
All right. What about Havoc Staffs or Power Swords?
None. Nobody. Nobody's deserving enough. Nope. Yep.
Later. All right. I had a Power Sword for He-Man.
I just couldn't give him one. It would have been. I would have given him one if he hadn't said that shit at the end. It was the power of their hearts. Yeah.
Disqualified him for me, but he did enough in the rest of the episode for me to give him one. And I'm assuming that you're going to be similar to your last two episodes. What did you give this one?
0.5. This is horrible.
All right, 0.5. any guess at where I'm at?
3?
Still at 3.5.
Are you serious? You need your head examined.
I felt the exact same for all three of these episodes.
Oh my God.
In fact, I don't even know if I could separate them. Like, they're all the same. Oh. They're nothing great, but they do have some continuity, so I gave it some bonus points. And outside of that, like I said, a good episode that has continuity would be a 4.5 for me, or a 5. This is barely getting 3.5. So anything to write home about, but I think it's better than what we're about to get if it does go back to episodic, you know, just one-offs, because then I'm going to really not enjoy myself. So, yeah. So that's it for Battle for Leviton. Look take one more break and be back to wrap things up for today.
Here at the GCRN, we have been assimilating the world of geekdom for over 5 years now. The Geekcast Radio Network brings you a multitude of geek content, from blogs and reviews to podcasts covering comics, film, TV, cartoon, gaming, and so much more. If we don't have it...
We don't have it. We partner with the best and most diverse podcasts on the net, covering Doctor Who, G.I. Joe, Punisher, Turtles, and more. We have more than your ears and eyes can handle. Join the Geek Revolution at GeekCastRadio.com, and remember to unleash the geek in you.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
All right, folks, we are back here on the Powers of Grayskull Masters in Space. The space adventures today have not been very masterful at all for me, obviously, as you people can tell. Nearly threw up in my mouth 3 different times. Gah, so bad. The series so far, after 15 episodes... The other 50 can't come fast enough. Can we just, like, cut this down to do 5 episodes per podcast just to get this shit over with? Please! Come on! It'll go faster!
We will go fast. We are going to fly through the rest of this.
Oh my god.
There's some people that I want to get out of the way, first of all. Number one, you have a little bit different setup going on right now.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that at the very end, but yes.
In case listeners are hearing some different things and whatnot, Mike does live in an airfield, apparently.
Yes, so. I do.
You can talk a little bit about your situation.
My hammock is over there in Hangar 3. No, I have moved to Chicago. Sadly, I'm in the Central Time Zone again. I haven't lived in this time zone since 2000. But I am now living in Chicago, so slightly different setup. I don't have my big, beautiful desk that I love right now because it would just be too hard to get it up to a 2-flat apartment house type thing, so it's in the basement. It's all right. It'll work once my future fiance Karen and I get a better place than the one that we have now. But yeah, I've moved. I've done life changes, and yay life!
And there is an airport near him.
Yeah, I don't know if it's O'Hare Midway. We live on the north side, so I'm assuming it's O'Hare most likely, because I think Midway is south side.
Yeah. So if you hear planes going overhead, that is why.
Normally you wouldn't, because the windows would be closed, but it is such a nice day out in here. That's one thing I notice, and it's not... The Louisville weather is usually the same as Chicago weather, but, you know, since we do have, you know, that beautiful lake out there, that lake... Lake Michigan's a hell of a lot better than the Ohio friggin' river, so, you know... It's a nice day out, folks. Give me a break.
And the other thing that this means, guys, is that besides us adding a little ambiance of the weather and the airplanes, is that if it does come push to shove and we get in too much of an argument over our ability now to go smack Mike in the face. So
you know the sad thing is? We were out by Rockford the other day, about a week ago.
Vacation, and as I was flying out to Washington, D.C., Mike was coming into Chicago, so it was like he was trying to take over when he knew I was gone.
That's right.
But also some other things. We have a new iTunes review.
Oh, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes. So I was going to go ahead and share that with people. So that came out just a little less than a month ago, so apologies that we didn't get to it sooner. We check that pretty regularly, but not every day, so there's sometimes where one will slip by for a little bit. But it's within the last month, and it is by, I'm going to try to say this right here, Arch Design Squared is, I believe, the name, even though it's got some letters missing to make it fit. And it is a 5-star review, and it says, fun and well done. And here's the review. It says, I love this podcast so much, I've gone through and listened to episodes multiple times. Goes on to say that she only wishes that there was a female perspective. She's a big fan of the franchise, and it's great to hear the male perspective, but often wish I could join in the conversation and give a female take. And then she says, thank you for your work. You're bringing this fan a lot of joy. So we appreciate Arch Design Squared, your kind comments. And if there's a specific thing that you want to voice or sound off on, maybe we can include some sound clips from you or bring you on at some point. So look us up on Twitter and interact with us there. And maybe we can set something up to get some of your perspective on any of these series if you'd like. So,
yep. And little bit of background on that, Arch Designs. When we started She-Ra, I asked him, do we want to bring a female in? He's like, no, I veto that. It just needs to be the male perspective. So it's all Kevin's fault. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I asked you. You're like, no, let's just keep it the way it is.
I didn't say we all
for the whole series, yes, you did. Yes, you did. No. I asked you, and you said, nope. Yes, I do, actually. It's somewhere on my computer. No, it's not lies. I record everything. You know this. So, Arch Designs, if you want to interact with the show, I have to set up a new voicemail line right now. I don't have a voicemail line, but you can always record yourself and send MP3s to either feedback@geekcastradio.com, put in the subject line, pogs, whatever the episode number is you want to talk about. So, this would be episode 87, 86, 80, whatever. Or as Kevin said, hit us up on Twitter. I am at TFU and Mike. He is at Optimus Solo. If you do eventually send us MP3 audio, I do have a plan for the very final episode to get as many fans on as possible, either in voice clips or hopefully on the show in some sort of form with us. So there is that. Of course, I haven't told Kevin about this at all, but we'll talk about that later.
There will be ways for you to interact. So just hit us
oh, absolutely.
The details.
Absolutely. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of other episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes, like Arch Designs did. Please do this. Or to give the Twitter information, follow us on Become a Fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. Join us next time for us looking at the crack in the world, escape from
Galosha,
thank you. And then He-Man is a mutant? Question mark.
He-Man.
Shouldn't that be ex-He-Man? Anyway, for now, I am TFG and Mike with
Optimus Solo, to the magic and power of whatever they say.
By the way, the good and the power of the magic for the... I don't friggin' know what the hell it is.
Till next time.
Till next time.